Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, we have an action-packed show ready for you. Guys, this is our 98th episode in, and I can honestly say it is one of the most exciting episodes that we have ever produced as yet. Because KZN is on absolute fire at the moment on all facets of angling. Here's what you can expect from this week's show. On your offshore side, you are catching Dorado, Kuta, Snook, Yellowtail, Yellowfin. Guys, the bottom fishing is even going off the hook. As for your rock and surf, we have got anglers that are seeing their backing lines. Guys, there are some anglers that are getting stripped six love. They cannot hold this flatfish that are out there. Apart from the flatfish, we are talking big shad. We are talking grunter, kingfish, some rocket-sized bronze breed. We've even got some rare catches, one of them including a sicklefin lemon shark. Guys, this is usually only caught in Indonesia. It's out here in KZN waters. And as for the freshwater news, well, we've got a last-minute sneaky update that there are certain waters that are going to be reopened. So now all I can say is if you are only listening to the intro of the show, make sure you go and smash that play button because our reporters are going to be bringing you all the fishing zones where you're going to get this fish. But before we get into the show, as always, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
That's right, guys. All I can say is with all that flatfish around and that serious rods bending and guys getting stripped, you're going to want the strongest line you can get, and that is that triple fish by Kingfisher. So, guys, let's get into this week's show because we have got an action-packed one for you. Starting off on the South Coast, here is our South Coast guru, Adam, and he is talking about areas from Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yvongo, Shirley Beach, and Port Shepstone. Here is the latest for this week.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So, Vinesh, it's been a bit sort of hit and miss this last week. It's going to be another sort of short report as we've had a bit of rain recently this week. And obviously some of that brown water is just sticking around at the moment. It's not really going anywhere. It does look to be pretty promising for this coming weekend. So let's hope things do change. Going into early sort of middle last week, there were a few brusher around, as I had reported earlier, and there were some decent catches of bronze bream also coming out. But this sort of week, being a Thursday, you know, there wasn't much to report this week. Still loads of non-eds around, definitely all our deep water spots, Mzumbi, Orange Rocks, you know, those sort of areas definitely still producing some good fish. Now, moving over to the edible side, we got some really big shad early this week, somewhere around Monday and even Sunday last weekend. There was some decent size shad popping up. Quite a few small ones as well around that the guys have been using for live baits, but still no real fireworks. And it's like I was saying, it's funny how weather's sort of been hits and miss. It's been boiling hot, and then all of a sudden we had this massive downpour the last couple of days. Even today, it's still a bit muggy, so it does look like there is still some rain for this coming weekend. But not as bad as what we've been seeing. It does look like that there is a southwester blowing for most of the weekend until Saturday night, where it will change into a north-northeasterly through Sunday. The wave pairs are going to be around 7 to 9 seconds, with the swell sitting between 1.5 and 2.5 meters, with a nice light wind for the weekend. That means it should be a good day for non-eds again, Vinesh, on Sunday, as we've had 3 days of westerly winds and east blowing on Sunday. It does seem to be a bit of rain about, but again, as I was saying earlier, it does not deter the hardcore anglers. If I was coming down for the weekend, Vinesh, I'd probably pack a few edible traces and non-eds. Just keep it a sort of mixed bag, if you would. Like I was saying, there's been some greys and some hammers still coming out and a couple of diamonds. So it's been nice to see those non-eds still around, and it's like we're repeating ourselves here, unfortunately. It's just a non-ed show, and with this brown water around again, more than likely going to be much of the same. There were a few snapper salmon coming out, those smaller ones that I did see early on Monday morning as well, in amongst those shad. So it has been mixed bag, Vinesh. I don't know what more to say. I hope, trying to give some hope to the anglers here, but especially the edible fishermen, we're definitely missing something for the pot here, Vinesh. And it's just seeming to be not the case. However, very light winds for this weekend, so I'm hoping that something decent is going to pop up down on the lower coast. It's pretty much the same that it has been the last few weeks down this side, Vinesh. I'm just hoping that the guys Durban and Durban North side are getting way better fish than us. But look, it's not to say that we can't try. We fishermen definitely always want a bait in the water. I'd rather be doing that than sitting at home doing nothing. So Vinesh and all other anglers, I hope that we have a good weekend coming up. I hope we're going to see some decent catch-ups of edible fish again, so we can report on something a bit different on the lower coast, Vinesh. Otherwise, guys, have a super weekend. Take care and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam. Guys, I know Adam is saying he's repeating himself, but it is that season. It is the summer season in KZN, and that definitely produces the flatfish. So, guys, yes, that brown water is, you know, producing loads of non-edibles, but they are that big shad around if you are chasing the edible fish. And hopefully, Adam is right. We will get some for the pot soon. However, this weekend is looking very positive, although Sunday, once again, non-edible show. So that is our South Coast report for this past week. What about Manzatoti and Warner Beach? Well, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher branch in that area, and this is his report for this past week.
Good evening, Chess. It's Gary here from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. There's been a couple of sandies at sort of 30 kilos, just over 30 kilos coming out here and there. Grey sharks, mainly at night, you know, with the good seas we had. Night on a sort of rocky point. They haven't been troubling me in the day here. A couple of stumpies, that's sort of 2 to 4 kilo size. I've seen no bait fish along here at all. Yeah, that's basically the story. A couple of browns, that type of thing. Yeah, other than that, I haven't heard of too much. Yeah, let's see. We had a couple of good days, sea. A nice and warm once the sun's up. Let's see what the next week brings in. Tight line still then.
Thank you, Gary. So once again, Warner Beach being another non-edible show. But now moving into Durban, we are with Mike and Brad. And guys, I can say this is one super exciting report. So if you are in the Durban area, you do not have to travel too far because we have got a proper mixed bag. Take a listen to what our boys have to say for the fishing report over this past week.
How's it been? Fishing has been absolutely cracker over the last couple of days. There's been a lot of sprats in that in the shore break on some areas. So guys have been getting in some good kingies and snook off the beaches, having an absolute ball. There's been some lovely stumpies and grunters on the edible side as well, with some rocket bronze bream coming out. The guys have been talking bronze bream 50 centimeters. On the inedible side, yes, still some diamonds very far up north, with a couple of sandies and honeycombs thrown in. Durban North beaches, same sort of a thing, but not the diamonds, not as wild as they are far north. I'm talking that Durnford up that side. The guys have been getting some lovely sandies in the basin. There's been a couple there. Otherwise, you have to look Toti going south. If you find a patch of cold water, you are finding quite a bit of bite there. Grey sharks, hammers, all that's all in between. So the guys have been having some very good fun. On the ski boat side, there's been some snook around. A good couple of cooter and yellowfin. Oaks have been getting some nice bottoms as well, a couple of rock tide. Guys again going very, very deep, are getting a couple of killbeck. In the bay, some lovely pictures of Grand Tower were shown this morning. Some stunning fish. I would say anything from 2 to about 4 kilos. There are kings on artificial still in the bay. Some lovely GTs have apparently been hooked and lost on artificial. Yeah, that would be about it, but I hope you guys have a cracker week's fishing, a good weekend. I'll check you next week. Thanks, man.
Oh, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, on the good side, the game fish has become a lot better. We've got quite a few Dorado, quite a few tuna, and over the last couple of days, the Wahoo have started to arrive, and arrive they have arrived. Like I think there were 3 or 4 caught over this last couple of days. Water temperature still sitting at a lovely 24, 25 degrees, nice and blue out in the deep. Bottom fishing from our commercial boat side, you guys, the fishing has been hard. They're getting hammered by the sharks. But yeah, it's generally your general bottom fish, soldier slingers, some rock hards. There are still some yellowtail around, which the guys are getting.
But yeah, and at that time, a few doggers, not many killback, but yeah, the doggers have been around. So guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, at the start of the show, I promised you an epic one. And if that report does not put whatever I said into a nutshell, then I don't know what it does, because Durban is absolutely cooking right now. Like the guys were saying, with that amount of species out there, it's like you can't miss. I mean, you have got to be out fishing this weekend. Come rain, sun, whatever it is, you are going to be out fishing in Durban. Now, moving up onto the North Coast, we are in Ballita with Jesse, and he is talking about anglers that have been getting stripped all week. Here is his report for the Ballita and Salt Rock area.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's all right. Had a quite a nice week of fishing. I can't say that it's been excellent, but it's definitely been eventful. We've had a lot of customers giving us feedback this week on some serious nunus around. We've had a couple of guys complaining about massive runs that they can't stop, being bitten off on extremely thick steel trays, getting stripped, getting cut off on rocks because they can't stop fish. It's been a really, really weird, random week of fish that are uncontrollable. And I can't explain exactly what it is. Maybe just all the stars aligned and the conditions were really good. And, you know, it does happen like that sometimes. We can't always go by weather conditions. That we know Mother Nature is really weird, and sometimes, you know, sometimes the pressures might not be right, the wind might not be right, the tides might not be right, but things still come together. And the only way we get to reap the benefits of that is if we're on the water. And that's exactly what happened this week. We had a lot of out-of-towners come through and do some fishing on the Ballita stretch. In fact, all the way from Zinkwazi down to Ballita is where most of the action has actually been. And we've seen the guys putting up fairly big baits. And I say big baits, not massive baits, but definitely bigger than mackerel head, for example. And the one bait that's really stood out in the last week has been the yellowtail. And we had, I think, three customers come in and buy, when I say, you know, 10 kilos each during the week. That's probably an understatement, but they really, really did well with yellowtail. And they're just doing yellowtail heads on a dingle dangle. A lot of the guys were putting out baits about 100 meters. The size of the bait that they're casting, that's pretty much the limit. And the conditions haven't been that bad. The guys were putting baits out and they were sitting. And yesterday I had a guy come into the shop late in the afternoon for me to retie one of his leaders. He was shaking with excitement. And I said, what's the story? You know, he said that he's been here for a week. He's down on holiday. He normally comes down this time of the year for about a week and a half. And he put out yellowtail head, and about 15, 20 minutes later, he went fuss, and he had a really, really big grinder. Was a slammer, 7,500, a fairly, fairly decent size reel with 50-pound braid. And he said that on a lock drag, he couldn't stop this fish. It's just strip line. Took him right down, and about half an hour later, it cut him off on some rocks. And it was his first really, really big fish that he's hooked into. And it was so nice to see the excitement. Came into the shop, restocked on baits, made me tie a leader on for him. And it's just really good to see that, you know, the guys that are coming down for holiday are actually catching a lot of fish, getting a lot of excitement at this point. And it's not all about finding the right weather patterns. It's just about being down there in the water and making the best of it. He said he just goes down there afternoons to relax. Wife comes with him, just chills and has some fun. And, you know, if he catches a fish or has some excitement like that, for him, it's just really a bonus. So that's quite nice to see. And then a couple of other guys in the Zinkwazi area hooked into a lot of hammerheads and greys. Some on yellowtail and then some on mackerel. So it's been quite good all around as far as your inedibles go. We've seen a lot of flatfish as well. Saw a really nice marble ray come out. I saw a couple of diamonds come out, a few sandies, and that was all scattered around. But a lot of Zinkwazi down to Belita, just in various areas. And then as far as edibles go, the guys have been catching a heck of a lot of smaller fish. There's a lot of Cape Stumpies around. A lot of people call them silvers, and a couple of stone bream, and most of them have been caught on prawn. So prawn baits definitely seem to be the flavor of the week, and I'd go as far as saying that going forward now, prawn baits would probably be the best option, especially considering the fact that we normally get a run of spadefish, pompano, that type of species this time of year, when the water gets really hot in our area here. And I think what's going to be quite nice is if the guys do fish with prawns, you open your opportunities. You're basically setting yourself up to hook those fish. If you've got mussels out in the water as well, big mussel baits, you'll catch those fish as well. But for the most part, as far as non-licensed baits go, like prawn, sardine, squid, all of that type of stuff, if you just want to walk into a tackle store and buy some bait that you don't have to have a special license for, like mussels and crayfish and all of that type of stuff, you want to have prawns out there at this stage. So yeah, from the surf, that's pretty much what we've had. And then the guys on the boat had a bit of a tough week. The cooter seemed to have slowed down a bit. The snook seemed to have slowed down a bit. The tuna are moving in. We saw a couple of tuna come out, and then again the guys out on the ships are catching a couple of dorado, and I mean it's quite nice to see. It's still a lot of them around, and we are moving into what we normally know as the tail end of the season. But as most people know, if you are going deep and if you're going to be fishing around the ships and you're going to be fishing in the areas where dorado are known to come out in deeper water, they do come out a lot of the time, even past March. You know, I'd say early April is when we really start to see the last of the last. But the dorado are still out there, and if you're going to go out there and try and catch a snook or a cooter and you don't come out, then even if it is later on in the year, try head out to the deeper marks. You know, you will get some dorados out there quite late. And I see that the trend now is that every year the dorado are staying later and later, and whether that's current related or whether that's water temperature related, global warming, I can't tell you, but there is definitely a trend of the dorado staying later every year. In fact, last year we had one customer that caught a dorado, and if I'm not mistaken, it was in June or July, which is dead on in winter. It's not supposed to happen, but it's just one of those things. So that's what makes fishing interesting, and keeps us going back for more. Guys, that is about all we've had. If you are into freshwater fishing, bass fishing specifically, Hazelmere Dam has been producing some really nice fish. The water seems to have cleaned up nicely. The size of the fish is increasing steadily. And this is normally the time of year where Hazelmere starts to shine, when the bait fish all move right into the shallows. All of the bait fish are between 2 and 4 inches. So the lures that we use, the average lure that we use, accommodates that quite nicely. It's right there next to the size that the bait fish are. So the average guy's going to go out there and have a heck of a lot of fun. All of those fish are honing into those baits that are all of that general size. So your standard flukes, your senkos, little poppers, frogs, all of that stuff is the right size right now. And it will be all the way through to when the water starts to drop in temperature. and things are just going to get really good. So spend some time at Hazelmere. If the rock and surf scene is not for you, or you're a fair weather fisherman and you just want to go to the dam if the sea is rough, go and fish Hazelmere. Take the kids with. It is a heck of a lot of fun. And the guys, they are catching an excess of 10 to 20 fish in a session. If you have the right size baits and you're fishing in the right spots. So guys, go out there and have some fun. And as always, let us know what's happening. It helps the report a heck of a lot. And we benefit from it. Everybody benefits from it. It makes it pleasant for all of us. Guys, thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. Gosh, what an exciting report, my friend. Yes, totally eventful indeed. I completely agree with you. And yeah, the stars are certainly aligned in your area. As for that angler who came back in the store shaking for you to tie your leader line, well, his leader line, Barry, those are the stories we live for. So thank you for sharing that with us. And yeah, if you are not into the edible fishing, well, those stumpies on those prawn baits are certainly on the bite. So head down there. And like Jesse said, if you're a fair weather angler, make your way down to Hazelmere, because the fish is certainly on the bite. 10 to 20 fish per session, definitely worth a stop. So guys, that rounds off our Bolito and Salt Rock area. Now moving on to Mtanzini Banks, we are with Nick, and he has got another exciting report. A lot of mixed bag fish, including that rare sickle fin lemon shark that came out this past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. Yeah, we've had quite a bit of rain this week, so our little river is getting a bit muddy. The best way to counteract that is to get up to the river mouth and fish the incoming tide, sitting on the sandbank, or even floating prawns or a little bit of sardine across the sandbank from the incoming tide. That will definitely bring results. The fish don't really, or the bigger fish don't seem to like that when there's a lot of salt in the river. They don't seem to like that. Bee nationals and development, as most guys know, have been taking place this week. The fish were dumped on Monday. We got quite a few catfish there, but a big variety of catfish, not just diamond. They caught quite a nice sized buffalo, which Dr. Bruce Mann tagged. Then they went to, I think it was the banks, they got reticulated whiptail rays, diamonds, and I saw a picture of quite a nice sized catfish rock rod. Deep sea, boat went out yesterday. They caught a very, very nice kingfish behind the wreck. I reckon at least 20 odd kilos, which they released. And then they got a few bottoms and they came back early. Looks like Sunday will be a good day for ski boating. But the most exciting thing that has happened here this week was a sickle fin lemon shark caught at Dogon Tweeny. Now, the actual lemon shark itself only lives in the Atlantic Ocean, but the sickle fin lemon shark lives sort of around Australia, Indonesia, that part of India, and coming down the east coast of Africa. Now, previously, the most southern recorded catch of a sickle fin shark, lemon shark, was at Richards Bay. So this is the most southern sort of tip of its range. I did report it to the authorities, and yeah, they're going to move it, its range on maps in the future and update all their data. So yeah, that was sort of quite exciting. The fact that it was caught in a particular marine protected area just gives more credibility to why this is a protected area. Previously, early on this year, it was a bird, a crab plover, and was seen up at the mouth for about 2 weeks, the river mouth. That's also the most southern that's been recorded. We had that unusual catch last year with a triple tail in this area. A very rare catch indeed. So this marine protected area is giving back that, I suppose you could sort of say it's giving back to us for protecting with all these strange species popping up.
Thank you so much, Nick. What an exciting week it has been in your area, continuing the good run on the KZN coastline. My friend, a huge shout out to you and your team in the marine protected area. You guys are certainly proving why we need to have these areas to fish for the future, to get those species in, to let them grow, to let them come and visit, and for us to see and acknowledge what our beautiful coastline has to offer. So guys, now that rounds off Mtanzini, and we are going to round off our support with Ellie in Richards Bay, who's been fishing herself, by the way, and landing some proper sized fish. She's been sending me the videos of what she's been catching, and guys, this girl can fish. But here's a report for this week. So here is Ellie from Richards Bay.
Good morning, Dinesh. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been extremely crazy, with plenty of bottom fish being caught on both the north and south sides. Anglers caught plenty of rockhold and salmon, as well as some game fish, like your sailies have been coming out 5 at a time. Anglers also caught plenty of jobfish, dorado and snook. In our harbour, anglers also caught some snook near the south PM, as well as some yellow spot pinions. Anglers also had some luck catching some decent-sized salmon on Pelican Island. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight line.
Thank you, Ellie. Short, sweet, and effective. What a great report. What a mixed bag of fish in Richards Bay. And Ellie, well done on that jobfish that you have caught yourself. Very impressive indeed, my friend. So, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week. And it has been an absolute epic one from the south coast all the way to the north, but now it is not over, because we have got some phenomenal news. If you're a freshwater angler, Jan has just got the latest lowdown, and he has produced it here on Angling News South Africa, and it is pretty much exclusive because no one else has it. We're hearing it here first. So guys, here is Jan with this week's freshwater report.
Hey, hey, Midlands anglers. So, after another spell of being in the cooker, the rains have returned, and according to the Viking weather gods, we seem set to be around for the next week or so. While the weather may be inclement by comparison, it's all good news for the waters, as we hope that this cooler spell will start the process of autumn and kick the fish into higher feeding gear. Now, most of you will know that this podcast version of the report is a reiteration of the printed version, which appears on the Kingfisher website, as well as in the Witness and Mercury papers. However, I have a sneaky update, so I will say what went into the current report, and then I will give you the update. So, listen up. The committee of the Natal Fly Fishers Club met this week and reiterated that the current still water closure, as water temps are still reportedly well into the 20 degree plus range. The water subcommittee is monitoring, and fingers are crossed that since the heat came early this year, we trust that the cool will follow suit, and they will be able to reopen waters sooner than mid-March of last year. So, sneaky update, as of literally 10 minutes ago, I had a phone call to say that the committee is looking to reopen waters as early as this weekend. So guys, if you are an NFFC club member, do watch your WhatsApps. You will be notified in your regional group as to the reopening waters. We suspect that this may just be for a trial period while we have the cooler weather. And a closure may follow thereafter, but hey, watch that space and you could get a week's fishing in. To keep lines wet, other anglers of the NFFC are tackling the rivers instead, and from recent returns, the rivers are starting to pick up. While waters are at the warm end of the scale in the lower beats, better conditions will be found in the upper reaches of the streams, and still improving with the recent rain in the catchment areas. River temperatures reported over the last week are still in the 18 to 20 degree range, so a touch on the warm side, but as a result of the rain, cooler than that of the still waters, and the fish are playing along. Fishing a dry dropper rig seems to be the most effective at present, as fish might be too lazy to swim up to the top in the warm water, rather taking the dropper which is drifting right past its nose. A range of fish have found their way in the reports, and these are from 9 to 11 inches, that is 23 to 28 centimeters, through to a cracker in the 13 to 15 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter bracket. A great brownie by anybody's stretch of imagination. On the bass front, first event on the 2023 KZN Small Craft Bass League took place this last weekend on Mearns Dam. Congrats to Rudy Herman with a total length of 221 centimeters for his 5-fish bag, with the biggest fish pulling the tape to 53.5 centimeters. Both second and third places came in with 215 centimeters total length, and the biggest fish of 49 centimeters. Now, notes from the top three anglers showed that a range of lures were working on the day, including chatterbaits, shads, senkos, and buzzbaits, that is. But common across all three were topwater frogs. For your information, the next event is scheduled for the 4th of March, which will take place on Midmar. A very hot and humid Albert Falls welcomed a good-sized field of 39 boats for the opening round of the 2023 Joey's Tournament Trail, which also took place last weekend, Saturday, 4th of February. and I'm happy to report that Albert seems to be back on track after two slow events, and there were some big bass landed in the 3 to 4 kilo range. With the winning bag coming in just shy of 11 kilos, Roy and Michael Cannon took the win, slipping past local duo Martin de Kock and Tuan Schuss with 10.13 kilos. Congrats to all anglers all around. This weekend coming Saturday, 11th of February, sees the PMB Bassmasters Triple Skins event taking place on Albert Falls Dam. Three skins and three heaviest fish to be weighed per boat, per skin, with great cash prizes for the winners of each skin. Registration begins at 3 p.m. on Friday at the clubhouse, or sign in on the day. And guys, also don't forget to enter the very popular 19th edition of the New Hanover Bass Fishing Competition, which is coming up next month on the 11th of March. Next week sees the second meeting of the 2023 schedule of the Natal Fly Dresser Society. So guys, if feathers and fluff are of in your interest, hop into the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg and come and chat to me. Sterkfontein's famed yellows were reportedly not in the best of moods this past week, with mostly overcast and very strong windy conditions. Anglers reported only a few fish here and there, taken on ants, beetle and hopper patterns. The ardent scaly anglers are still getting out there and reporting some fish under difficult conditions. But as one angler commented, don't be disheartened by the current conditions of high and dirty water. The fish are there and they have to eat. All you need to do is put a fly in the water. So guys, tight lines all and pop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And we'll chat to you again next week.
And there you have it. What a way to run off the show. Thank you so much, Jan. You're an absolute legend providing us with that latest update of the NFFC and having those waters possibly open. My friend, we will be keeping our eyes on our WhatsApp lines with bated breath. As for bass season being in full bloom, well, big up to the KZN Smallcraft boys as well as those Joey guys. I'm certain those Kingfisher Pro-Rex frogs were the ones producing the results. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. What an epic week it has been. There has been fishing. Didn't I say it? I said it at the start. The fishing has been amazing on all facets. I mean, North Coast, South Coast, mixed bags, edibles, non-edibles, bass, NFC waters opening up. I mean, it was an influx of good information that gets us so excited for this weekend. I can't wait for it to begin. I mean, it is now Thursday night, 11:22. As I'm bringing you this, I am super eager to go and have my rods ready from tomorrow to go and hit the waters this weekend, and I hope you are too as well. So guys, that is our report for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, how could you not? For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.